Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KAMX Luling Austin.
You hear me now.
From the Homeward.com studio, this is Austin's Mix. Mix 94.7.
When I wake up in the morning, don't wanna show that's boring, gotta get into my daily grind. By the time I hit the door, turn the show on I adore, Booker Alex, Sarah on the radio. Booker Alex and Sarah. Booker Alex and Sarah. Booker Alex and Sarah are on the air.
Hey!
Hello.
Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. It is September 11th, of course, an iconic day in our nation's history. I'll never forget, even though it's been 18 years. I know exactly what I was doing.
Oh,
I'm sure
yeah.
you guys remember, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things that stick with you and will for the rest of our lives. And it's weird to think about the new generation of people who are like, I have no memory of this whatsoever.
Well, it's crazy.
It's like legit history to them.
Yeah.
They'll read about it.
Oh, yeah.
They'll know it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But they weren't there.
I mean, they'll never know the Twin Towers. They'll just know the memorial that's there now.
It shook our world. It shook us and changed us forever. And so many people are like, oh, yeah, read about that on page 11.
I mean, no, that's just how life is. It's just crazy. It's just, you know, the aftermath, of course, we're in Austin, Texas. But, I mean, everything was going down in New York after. I remember after in Austin, I remember gas prices going shooting rocket high. I remember lines for gas, and I just remember the chaos that was happening from New York City. It's just like, oh, how do you not ever forget? It's crazy. How long ago again?
18 years.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Mm. Anyway, I feel, and we all feel, that it is very important to recognize every year as we keep the memories alive of those nearly 3,000 people that lost their lives on the greatest terrorist attack in the history of our country. On a more positive note, we got a happy story that we think you're going to love as we kick off this Wednesday morning. That's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Booker,
hi.
Alex,
hey.
Sarah.
Hi.
I want to hear something happy.
Sometimes it feels like the world is more dog-eat-dog than ever. Like, everybody's just kind of in it for themselves. And mm-hmm. I often think, if I were being attacked, I wonder if anybody would come to my rescue.
You would hope.
I mean,
we would, at least in the room.
Yeah, well, that's good.
We get your back, bro.
A recent study found that there are plenty of good people still out there. Researchers in England wanted to know how often good Samaritans stop to help when somebody is in trouble. So they watched security footage of 219 assaults in public where there were witnesses. And it turned out complete strangers decided to help 9 out of 10 times.
Whoa.
That's good.
At least one person stepped in to help 91% of the time by doing things like restraining someone, getting between two people who are fighting, or just consoling the victim afterward. And on average, at least 3 people intervened.
Wow.
This happened to me when I was in 8th grade. When I was living in El Paso, I was walking to McDonald's with another guy, and I was wearing an LA Dodgers hat, a blue hat. And I'm not a gangbanger. I wasn't in the gang or anything. And literally, like, 5 guys, like, jumped us and started beating us up for no reason. And then and this is 3 p.m. leaving school, and all of a sudden, this, like, Ford Bronco, not O.J. Simpson, but a Ford Bronco comes out of nowhere, and this man with the long flashlight, like, think of long police metal mm-hmm. flashlight,
uh-huh.
starts hitting these people away from us. And they run off, and then the man asks us, are you okay? And we said, yeah. And he got back in his car and drove off. It was like an angel saved us.
Wow.
But he was just a good Samaritan.
Let me ask you this question. If you were driving down the side of the road.
Yes.
And you saw a police officer fighting with a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like the bad guy was getting the best of the police officer. Would you stop and help?
100%.
I mean, I would call the cops to let them know I saw it. But what am I going to do? I have no clue on how to break up a fight. I don't have any weapons.
Two is better than one against one, man. I mean, here's the thing.
I'm not going to help. I'm going to only hurt the situation because now the police officer has me as a liability and himself.
Nah, because see, if you call the cops, they're going to say, like, why didn't you just help then? I mean,
no,
the man needed help right then and there. Bro, I would jump in.
Yeah, I would too.
I would jump in and I'd say, officer, what do you need me to do? And Sarah, it's pretty easy just to kick a guy in the junk. That's where you got to aim.
Yeah, just kick him. Just kick the guy.
Just kick him in the junk.
If a guy has a gun, you want me to get out of my car and go stop him?
Dang, Sarah, you're a big old pansy.
I am a pansy.
No, she's actually pretty smart.
I mean, come on. Like, you're actually going to jump in the middle and break up a fight.
Well, Life or death, fight or flight. I mean, I think you would.
I think I would.
You would have to. Yeah. That's just your civic duty as a person.
I agree.
Now, if we, for example, I would try to help out. Like, when there was that big, huge family fight at Disney World where people were just, like,
oh, that was the worst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, in that situation, I might try to, like, at least find something that I can do to either make people walk away.
And what's crazy is no one stepped in that video. That was insane. Crazy.
Oh, man. Don't even get me talking about that because I was so angry. Anyway, back to the study. They also found that large groups don't result in a herd mentality where no one helps because they assume someone else will. The more witnesses there are, the more likely you are to get help. So this is all good news. And we are happy to send you the story if you text HAPPY to 51993. So here's a little happy note today. If you're attacked, there's a 91% chance a good Samaritan will help you.
Nice.
My luck, though, I get the 9%.
Yeah, you get Sarah coming by.
Right, right. Exactly. Text HAPPY to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks so much for listening to Mix 94.7.
Mystery Movie.
Y'all, it's time for the Booker, Alex, and Sarah Mystery Movie, and it's super simple. I'm going to play a scene from a popular film. Let's see if you can figure out what it is. Okay?
Yes.
Do it.
Sarah, you want to turn your microphone on there so we can hear you?
Yes.
All right. Take a listen. Here we go.
Okay, first of all, I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I think we've had enough.
Shut your mouth.
I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut
work
your mouth.
This.
Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry. What did
You're
you
just
say?
Coming off stupid.
I'm coming off as stupid. You're wearing tuxedos to a job that requires you to clean bathrooms. Please leave this office. We're done with this interview.
Do we get any sort of souvenir?
Get out of my office!
Don't know.
Are you serious? I mean,
I'm lying. I'm not serious. Yes, I'm serious.
So, Alex?
The voices, you said there were two, and I had to re-listen to that. So one of them is John C. Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is Will Ferrell.
Oh, it's
the
that
movie
brother.
Is Talladega. Oh.
No, it's the one where they're brothers, stepbrothers.
Oh, I was going to say Talladega Nights. I haven't seen all of Talladega Nights, even though I'm a NASCAR fan. But I know that, like, he got fired from a car or something like that, and he was, like, down on his luck at one point. And maybe he was going to go work in cleaning bathrooms.
So your answer is Talladega Nights?
Yeah.
And your answer, Sarah, is Step Brothers?
Step Brothers.
I've never seen Step Brothers.
Well, credit to you, Alex, for getting it half right.
Oh.
It is Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Nice.
Not...
But it is Step Brothers. Sarah is right about that.
Okay, well, Sarah, go ahead and say thanks, Alex.
Wow.
Oh, thanks, Alex.
No problem.
Yeah, I mean,
I got Sarah's horse and took it to get water.
I walked
into the trough.
No, you get the prize today.
Thank you.
You win.
Thank you.
I'll write your name on the board. Thank high
you.
High on the board.
Super, super surprised that you have not seen that movie, Sarah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you
I've
have
seen it.
Seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't.
Well, anyway, they wore tuxedos to a job interview, and it has me wondering, like a lot of people, you know, we work in such a different environment now, and people are much more casual today in the workplace than they were back in the day. Like our parents, you know, it was always dress and suit, mm-hmm. right? It's a different world that we live in. But what about when you show up to a job interview? Hello? I'm like, hello? Is this mic on? What do you wear? Do you dress up for a job interview? Like
yes.
Sarah, I mean, you're wearing a sweatshirt and jeans. That's what you wear every day.
Yes.
If you were to come here for a job interview, how would you dress?
I would wear a heel of some sort.
Uh-huh.
And depending on the weather, I'd either wear like really, really nice jeans or a really nice dress.
Okay.
I would do my hair. I would have the earrings in.
Makeup, everything.
All the stuff.
Can I tell you what I wore to the
Please.
Interview here at the radio station?
Yes.
I wore a suit.
And you did.
I can't tell you how stupid I felt when the double doors of the elevators open up and the man flies by me on a Razor scooter wearing shorts. I'm like, oh my God. And that man was like the boss here.
Well, the good news is there is still one time you need to dress up, and that is for a job interview. According to a new survey of hiring managers, only 4% say it's totally casual. It's okay to be totally casual during an interview. So it is very important that you do dress up for an interview. 37% say you should always dress formally. 36% lean that way, but say it depends on the job you're interviewing for. And 23% say you don't necessarily need to dress formal, but you need to look professional.
Yeah.
Also, only 6% of them say they won't really be judging you based on what you wear to the interview. So the bottom line is, according to the people who make the decisions, you got to dress up for job interviews.
Just
it's important.
One I mean, time.
Absolutely. It's like duh.com.
Well, for us, it's duh.com, but there's, you know, your younger generation, your 16 to 18 that are probably not going to do that.
Well, I mean, even on these startups and, you know, these tech companies in Austin where it's super casual and laid back, you know, yes, okay, fortunately you get to dress like that when you come to work, but for the interview, it's important to remember, what do they say? You only get one chance to make a good impression.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is during the job interview. So, anyway, a little tip today from the people that make the calls.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dress up.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
I cannot believe it has been 18 years since the attack on the Twin Towers in New York City.
Wow.
Today, the United States will recognize the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with a number of memorials being held in New York City. Let's just remind ourselves what happened on that day. 2,977 people were killed and 6,000 others were injured. It still remains the deadliest terror attacks in the United States. So today we're remembering all the people we lost in 9/11, including the first responders who ran into those buildings, knowing they might not make it back out. And their legacy is still with us in more ways than one. The newest class of New York City firefighters is set to graduate later this month, and 13 of them are children of firefighters who lost their lives as a result of 9/11.
Wow.
They're called legacy graduates, and it's the most that any one class has ever had. In addition to those 13, there are at least three more legacy grads who are children of other first responders who died, including the son of an NYPD officer. The group of graduates also includes two sets of siblings. One set is a brother and sister with two brothers who are already firefighters. If you want to know more about them, the New York Post did a big profile on the whole group. They're set to graduate on September 24th. Here's a quick montage of what happened on this day 18 years ago.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. And no one will keep that light from shining.
And tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after that, and in days and years to come, we will look at the calendar and remember, September 11th, 2001.
A day that everyone will remember where they were when they heard the news.
Boy, that is for sure. I will never forget. 18 years later, we still remember those very brave men and women.
Super Bowl LIV is on February 2nd, and I will be the first to admit that I had to Google what LIV is, and that is number...
Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
I know what it is.
I know what it is. LIV. Uh-huh. So you have to go from the right to the left here. Okay, hold on. I got this. So it's going to be Super Bowl 54 because...
Yes,
the LIV... So the L is 50, and then the V is 5, and then you subtract the I, so it's 54.
Yep. Yeah, it's 54, and I hate Roman numerals for this reason. Like, I don't know them.
It's so crazy.
And why can't we just say it's Super Bowl 54? It's on February 2nd, of course, in 2020. It's in Miami, and rumor has it that J-Lo will be doing the halftime show.
Has she not done it before?
She hasn't, which is perfect, because, of course, she has ties to Miami. They love her there.
Yeah, she created that show, South Beach Tow.
She did?
Yeah, the tow truck reality show from South Beach.
That's her.
Yes.
Never ever say. So that's like the most embarrassing show, and I cannot believe J-Lo has ties to that thing. Never ever. She's probably trying to forget that, bro.
Sorry.
She was asked about performing the halftime show back in July, and she said, yeah, you know, I thought about the Super Bowl and being in Miami, and it's so great and such a big deal, but we'll see. And then she was just asked recently by Hoda Kotb about rumors about headlining the Super Bowl, and she was like, well, I don't know. She said that the NFL, well, they make their own decisions, so let's see what they say.
Wow.
So she didn't deny it, and she didn't say she was doing it, but I have a pretty good feeling.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be J-Lo, and it'll be great.
J-Lo and her friends, and there'll be a lot of them. By the way, she was on the Tonight Show last night, and she talked about how she called Cardi B, who was a stripper when she was younger, and asked for help on J-Lo's new movie, Hustlers, because that's exactly what she's doing.
You're an amazing dancer. I've seen you dance for your whole career, but did you know this kind of dancing?
No, I didn't. And no.
But I didn't
know. No, I didn't know
it's
how
a whole
to
different
pole
skill,
dance.
Yeah.
It's like acrobats. It's like learning gymnastics or something, you know, but with a pole. It was super hard. I remember I called Cardi. Cardi's in the movie as well, Cardi B. And she... I was like, you have to be in this movie.
And she's like,
you
oh.
know this world. You know this world. Okay. You could teach us. And she was like, and I was like, but I'm learning how to pole dance. I said, it is really hard. This is really hard. She goes, oh, yeah. It took me years to master. She goes, but now I'm great at it. I was like, well, then you have to be in the movie. And she was like, absolutely.
Next year, South by Southwest is taking over Austin March 13th through 22nd. And yesterday, they announced their first round of keynote speakers. And the one I think is the coolest is Chip and Joanna Gaines will be here to talk about their hit show and their hit magazine and their hit life and their hit world and how they're going to take over everything.
Yeah, their future hit network.
Oh, my gosh. Also, we're going to have the former president of Nintendo.
Oh. Is that a third world country?
Actually, I know his name and I'd love Sarah to pronounce his name.
Oh, gosh. Reggie. It's Reggie. I know that.
Oh, Reggie.
Reggie Filzami. Reggie Filzami.
Yeah.
It's French. Also, Cheech Marin, Robert Rodriguez, who lives here, and songwriter Benny Blanco.
On the 9/11 anniversary, we celebrate 13 children of fallen firefighters who will graduate and become firefighters this month. J-Lo may be doing the Super Bowl 54 halftime show.
LIV, bro.
And Chip and Joanna Gaines have been announced as the first wave of keynote speakers set for South by Southwest 2020. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. We're trying once again to connect two singles in one of our favorite segments called Hook Up or Hang Up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Genevieve!
Hey!
Hi.
Genevieve lives in Spicewood, and she is looking for love. Genevieve, we've got a guy that we think you might like, and we'll see if you're interested in going out on a date with him, but you're only going to have 60 seconds to get to know him before you make that decision. First, let's hear about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that attracts you to a guy.
Okay. I work in marketing, so I do a lot of work outside of my apartment, and I'm looking for a guy who isn't going to, you know, be jealous by me being out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone who doesn't want kids.
You do not want kids?
No.
Okay.
I don't want kids.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
I know.
Be sure to ask that question.
Yeah, I need someone who doesn't want kids. I need someone, because I'm busy all the time. I need someone who, you know, likes to have fun.
This could easily backfire very fast if she asks it very early on, because it's like the question, like, do you want kids? He's supposed to answer yes. And if he says no, well, it's a match made in heaven, but he says yes, then it's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Save that till the end?
No, because you need to know.
Oh, boy.
That's important.
All right.
He's on hold right now. Let's connect him and say hi. Russ in Driftwood!
Hey! You said Russ?
Russ.
I like that.
Hey, what up, guys?
Hey, Russ. Good morning.
What up? Good morning.
We have Genevieve on the phone. We're going to give you guys 60 seconds to get to know each other. Genevieve's going to ask some questions. And at the end of the 60 seconds, we'll do a little countdown. 3, 2, 1. If you like what has been going down, then you will say hook up. If not, then you will hang up the phone. If you both say hook up, then we'll send you off on a date, which we'll pay for. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Genevieve in Spicewood, Russ in Driftwood. Here we go.
All right, Russ. I have a big question for you. Do you want kids?
Oh, man. No, I don't, actually. I hope that's not a big deal, but I don't want to bring kids into this world, honestly. It's too weird.
Dude.
Okay.
Man. Sorry, are you hanging up now? I don't know.
Like 11 seconds in.
Oh my gosh, that'd be
that's
a first.
Perfect.
All right.
And you have a sense of humor. Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drive.
How's your sex drive?
Whoa.
Dude.
Huge.
I don't know. Oh my god. That's the first thing. Yeah. I'm into it.
Okay. Right. Ross, do you have any questions for Genevieve?
How tall are you, Genevieve?
5'9".
That's tall.
Oh, I like tall girls. Awesome. Are you brunette, blonde, red? What do you look?
How about you?
I'm 6'2". I'm bald.
Of course he's
6'2". Oh, wow. Okay. All right, guys. Time is up.
Wow.
If you feel like this went well and you like to continue the conversation, at the end of the countdown, say hook up. If it didn't go well, just hang up the phone. Obviously, we'll get the idea. Sarah, you got this kind of like deer in the headlights look.
Could it have gone any better? I don't know.
I'm just like sitting here looking down my foot, like kicking and scratching the floor, just being like, damn, why'd I bring kids into this world? I mean, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah, like, did we make a big mistake?
I mean, seriously, that's how he made me feel.
He said all the things that normally guys should not say.
Right?
Right.
But then maybe they were all the right things.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. Genevieve Ross, did we make a connection? We're about to find out. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hook up.
Yes.
Match made in heaven.
Yes. I mean, full disclosure, Russ, Genevieve told us that she did not want someone that wanted kids. So your honesty actually paid off here. Good luck to you guys. We're going to set you up with an amazing dinner and hope that things work out for you.
Awesome. Yes. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hook up or hang up. What you gonna choose? Ay, ay. Hook up or hang up? What you gonna choose?
His current record is 1,234 wins with just 114 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Adina. Adina lives in San Marcos, makes the commute to North Austin, where she is a paralegal. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, beat, soccer!
Adina!
Hey.
Hey, good morning. That's a commute, girl.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I hope you listen to us that whole hour and a half.
Me too.
I sure do.
Yeah.
I'm so proud. All right. Yeah. I'm going to leave the room right now. Sarah's going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're done, I'll come back and answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right will win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. I'm leaving right now.
I like your shirt today, Booker.
Thanks.
All right, Adina. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Don't tell me why, because I don't get it, but there's a remake of Face Off in the works. That's the 1997 action flick with what two actors that switch faces?
Oh, buddy. John Travolta and, man, I don't know.
You got it.
No, I really can't get it.
It's official. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer are touring together, and they all release new songs. Which band was formed first?
Green Day.
Wendy's is hiring 20,000 workers and getting into the breakfast game. The founder of Wendy's named the restaurant after his 4th child. What is the founder of Wendy's name?
I don't know.
Okay. Last night was the series premiere of Ghosted on MTV. Host Rachel Lindsay helps track down loved ones who ghosted them to confront them about why they cut them out of their lives and vanished without an explanation. Rachel Lindsay was made famous from what reality TV show? She's a Texas girl.
I don't know. I feel like my roommate's going to hate me for getting this one wrong.
That's okay. And finally, Harry Connick Jr. is 52 years old today. He played Justin Matisse with Sandra Bullock in what movie shot outside Austin in Smithville?
Hope Floats.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, she got 2.5, so she got 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just for the record, she did get half of one, right? Here we go. There's a remake of Face Off in the works. I don't know why. That movie was disgusting the first time I saw it. It was such a weird premise. I don't want to see it again. That, of course, is the 1997 action flick with what two actors where they switch faces?
John Travolta and...
She got that.
Nicolas Cage.
That's correct.
Damn,
that's the one she couldn't
guess
get.
That. Mm-hmm. I guessed it.
All right.
But by the way, before you move on, I just want to shout out John Travolta. He just shaved his head. You know, he was wearing a piece anyway. So just let it go. Idina Menzel, or what do you call her?
Oh, he's a bald brother like you now?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he looks good.
He does. He looks so much better.
Really good.
It's like one of those, like, you look in the mirror, like, why didn't I do this years ago?
No
doubt.
He
looks so good.
He really does.
It's official. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer are touring together, and they all release new songs. Which band was formed first?
Oh, it's got to be Green Day.
Yeah, 1989 is when they came up with that name. Weezer, though, in 92. I thought maybe you would think Weezer was before Green Day.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because they're kind of a little older, I feel like. Yeah,
they are.
So yeah. Definitely not Fall Out Boy.
No, definitely not.
Wendy's is hiring 20,000 workers and getting into the breakfast food game. The founder named the restaurant after his fourth child. What is the name of the founder?
Dave Thomas.
Yes.
I feel bad for the first three.
I know, right?
So what do they get?
Nothing.
They're nothing but a bunch of small fries.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, man.
Idina, do you laugh at all of his jokes like that?
Just some of them.
Okay. Thanks for that.
I like you, Idina.
Last night was the series premiere of Ghosted on MTV, and Rachel Lindsay from Texas helped track people down, specifically loved ones who ghosted them, to confront them about why they cut them out of their lives. Anyway, Rachel was made famous from what reality show?
Well, I'm going to take an educated guess here, Sarah. Not too famous, because I have no idea who the hell she is, but I'm going to go with Real World.
The Bachelorette.
I was going to say The Bachelorette, but I went with The Real World because MTV.
She just got married. My mom is actually, how funny is it? My mom is mailing me People magazine because her insert is in it with all of her pictures. My mom still mails me People magazine clippings.
It's cute.
Okay. And finally, Harry Connick Jr. is 52. He played Justin Matisse opposite Sandra Bullock in what movie? Shut Outside Austin in Smithville.
The one that makes everybody cry. Hope Floats.
Yes, 4 out of 5.
Yeah. All right.
Man.
Darn it.
I didn't realize it was Shot Outside Austin.
In Smithville.
Yeah, in Smithville.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that, Idina? Look at you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank you so much for playing, Idina.
Well, thank you for having me. This is Idina from San Marcos, and I can't beat Booker.
Hey, good try, girl. Hey. Nice try.
Alex and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
In an effort to improve its reputation, Spirit Airlines yesterday unveiled new seats that will be available to customers in November. And I think it will help because the new seats are on United Airlines.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Missed Connections on Mix 94.7.
Alex, Sarah, say hi to Laura.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, Laura. Laura wants us to track down a guy she met at the grocery store, but you met him in a rather interesting way, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was honestly just a terrible day. Everything seemed to be going wrong. It was one of those days. It was, like, comically bad. Like, I was at the grocery store, and it's one of those moments where, like, the bags break, everything spills everywhere. It was both embarrassing and frustrating because it wasted a ton of food. And seriously, out of nowhere, it was like a knight in shining armor moment, honestly. Like, this cute guy comes up and starts talking to me. He's helping me pick my stuff up, and most of it was, like, wasted. Like, the eggs were everywhere. But he was so sweet and charming. And, like, I was honestly kind of overwhelmed because he was really nice and super cute and just seemed like such a gentleman. And he looked like one of the guys you see at the bank, you know?
And because his first name was All Laura Got, we started with the bank clue.
We were very scientific, right? Because we had, like, the map, and we did, like, a one-mile radius, and we're like, what banks are in the area?
I was literally in the parking lot.
It was in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the same parking lot as the grocery store?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was that easy.
Yeah. It was that easy.
I mean, we didn't expect you to see it. I mean, you're already having a bad day. It's like tunnel vision when you're having a horrible day. You don't see anything going on around you.
Now, normally we don't tip the person off, but because this was so vague, we had to find out. First of all, we asked for Jesse, and there was a Jesse there. Just to confirm that it wasn't just a random Jesse, we asked him if he helped out a woman recently at the grocery store, and he said yes. Oh. So we know for sure that this is him.
Oh, my gosh.
He's probably got a pretty good idea as to why we're calling, okay? But that's where we left it. So if you're ready, I'll connect him, okay? He's on the other line. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Jesse?
Hey, what's going on?
Thank you for agreeing to come on with us. We have Laura on the line. Laura is the woman that you helped out with her groceries.
Yeah, of course. I remember.
She said that she was having a horrible week, and this was just kind of the icing on the cake when her bag broke and everything went flying. But you came in and Oh.
You're so, like Produce Man or something like that, like going to save all our stuff that fell out on the floor. And
Produce Man.
I mean, that's could be a superhero, a grocery man. Bag man.
I mean, I could say it, but Laura, do you want to say what caught your attention?
Yeah. Well, hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Well, just like, I wanted to say thank you because honestly, I was having a terrible day and you going out of your way to help me, it gave me so much hope that day and you were so chivalrous. So I just wanted to say thank you because you really did brighten my day.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, it would feel like anybody would do it, but I was happy to help. And yeah, it was really nice meeting you too.
That's really all she wanted to do is just say thank you. But
oh,
I mean, Miss Connections is typically about people that want to go out, you know?
She said he was cute.
And she said that you're really attractive. So oh,
thank you.
I guess, let me ask this question. Laura, I assume you're single, right?
Yeah, I am.
Why? Because she's shopping alone?
Well, no, because she was talking about how cute he is. You're not going to be talking about how cute someone is.
That's true.
If you're in a relationship. Jesse, what about you? Are you dating anybody?
No, I'm very much single.
The bank man wants to tell her.
The bank man?
The
oh,
bank
my.
Man wants to tell her. And that is awesome. That's not even corny. That's just cool. I cannot believe you pulled that one out.
That's a line every bank man can use in Austin.
Seriously.
I'm the bank man and I want to tell her.
All right. So, hey, what do you think about this? We could maybe set something up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd be cool with that.
I would love to meet up with you again and... I was wondering though, just because you seemed like I know you work at the bank, but you did seem kind of young. I was wondering how old you are.
I'm 21.
How old are you, Laura?
Older than that.
Fair.
Oh, okay.
Fair answer.
Hey, well, you got fun.
I didn't know you were that young.
Oh.
Too okay. young.
Too young.
Yeah, no. I'm so like you're super sweet, but you're way too young.
Okay. Well, that stinks.
Right. Man.
Well, yeah.
You sound like a really cool dude, and, you know, we appreciate it, and Laura's very grateful.
Of course.
Pretend the asking out part never happened.
Forget about all about that.
Yeah, yeah. Just the thank you part was what we wanted to do.
Thanks.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
An upcoming TV show starring the Muppets has been scrapped. They tried to negotiate a deal. Honestly, all kidding aside, the Muppets decided to walk away from the team.
Could there be anything worse than watching someone's animal for them and something happens?
Oh, dude, don't
like
tell me.
You lost them or they died or whatever.
I know you're just in Los Angeles. Did that happen with your pet?
Yes.
Wait, is he alive?
Well, let me tell you the story.
Oh, boy.
So we have a very old Chihuahua. His name is Wesley, named after Wesley in my wife's favorite movie, Princess Bride.
Oh, not Wesley Snipes.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
No. No, but he is black. Wesley, instead of going to where he normally goes for boarding, stayed with our friend, Auntie Jackie, in Pflugerville.
Mm-hmm.
So right after Wesley was dropped off, they were in the backyard playing. And Wesley somehow found a little hole in the fence and got out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that happens at our house quite a bit, but he's really good. He just comes around to the front, waits for us to open the door, and then he comes right on
in. That's good.
And he probably was like, oh, no problem. I'll just turn around and come to the front. And he was like, wait a minute. What is this? I don't recognize any of this.
Yeah.
And he probably got confused because he is getting old, a little senile, and started wandering. Our friend calls my wife in a panic.
Oh, boy.
We've lost Wesley. We have no idea where he is. We have scoured the neighborhood.
And this is day one?
This is day one. Ugh. We've looked everywhere. We haven't even left for our trip yet. This is the day. She dropped her off the day before we left, right?
How do you go on vacation like that?
Well, we were leaving early in the morning. She's like, we have searched everywhere. We're going to continue to search, but we have no idea where he is. We call in. So hours and hours go by. And they're looking and looking and just blanketing the neighborhood.
And does your wife drive up there at this point?
She, at this point, is just getting updates.
Okay.
So they're looking everywhere around the neighborhood for Wesley. Now, he's an old Chihuahua. I mean, surely can't get very far. But they can't find him anywhere. And they looked 4 hours. Now we're into the night.
Oh, dude.
And they still cannot find him. This is the power of social media. My wife gets this idea that she's going to log on to like a neighborhood page on Facebook and see if anybody reported finding a dog.
Like the Pflugerville neighborhood.
Right.
Gotcha.
She sees this post from 30 minutes prior.
Uh-huh.
And it says, found older male chihuahua.
What?
And there's Wesley. There's his mugshot.
There he is.
Oh,
and she freaks out. So what had happened was a member of Animal Control in Pflugerville was driving around, found Wesley, which, by the way, where he was miles away from her house.
Wow.
Miles.
So he got out of there and started running. Dang.
No, he didn't get that far. But what happened was Animal Control spotted him, picked him up, and called a friend that works with them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it was a man or a woman, and said, hey, look, I just found this older chihuahua. I don't want him to have to stay at the shelter tonight. Will you take him?
Like, it's obviously someone's and someone will be looking for him.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
So they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. So they dropped him off miles away at the house, and this person posted on social media that they had found Wesley.
Yeah.
Well, apparently our friend had posted something too, and they saw something on Nextdoor and they contacted. So everything's good. They went over to the house. They picked up Wesley. Wesley had a great weekend.
That's awesome.
And is back in our arms. But it was all because of social media.
Well, and it's so crazy. It's so true. So if you do find a dog or if you're looking for your dog, definitely post on Nextdoor. Definitely post in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's also a thing called Austin Lost and Found Pets, which I found really helpful because a friend of mine lost their dog. And it's an organization here in Austin that will blast it out everywhere.
Nice.
And I actually still follow it just because if I happen to be in the neighborhood and I see a post on Facebook, I want to help. But it's Austin Lost and Found Pets. It's a public group here in Austin, and they really help you also find your pet.
This is what I love about this city.
Isn't it incredible?
The surrounding city, you know, Round Rock, Cedar Park, Pflugerville. People love their pets.
Absolutely.
Love them, and will do stuff like that and go out of their way. I don't own a pet, but it just makes me feel good that people care that much about their pets and do this kind of stuff. Like, thank God. If this was El Paso, I would never see that dog again, bro. That's where I'm from, so I can say that.
Now, was Wesley okay? And he's okay. Did not leave anymore?
No, I think he learned his lesson. Yeah, he was not going anywhere. And I asked my wife, I was like, well, doesn't Wesley have our phone number on his collar? And apparently something was wrong with his, I'm like, we needed to get him a new collar or something.
So
do have that, but I don't know what the deal was there. But I just want to sincerely thank that animal control officer who did not take Wesley to the shelter, that decided that the right thing to do would be to give it to a loving home to, until, you know, we were able to reunite. And thank you to the person that took him in. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Auntie Jackie, for hours of searching. We appreciate that as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.